Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up, I'll be speaking with the IFA National Sheep Committee Chairman, Sean Dennehy, about the pickup in lamb prices and also about issues with the clean sheep policy that's been implemented. Firstly, though, I've been talking with Michael Chance, Chairman of the County Donegal Executive of the IFA. The recent cold snap has certainly dried out the land, and maybe one of the positive things that's emerged from that is, particularly in the east of the county, we've seen a little bit of baling going on, and there was still a considerable acreage that there had been doubts about, but this is all going to help the fodder situation.
It's particularly useful at this time of year, Chris, because people are starting to calve and lamb stock, and it'll probably go for bedding. It's useful too for fodder, but I suspect we sold stuff today to a man and he was taking it for lambing sheep.
Mm. And at the last meeting, the AGM of the County Donegal Executive, somebody had mentioned maybe up to a 1,000 acres in the county. Would you go along with that?
I would say it's not too far out. The yield, of course, is a way back on, you know, it's sort of 2 or 3 bales to the acre, I gather. It's well back on what it would be at harvest time, of course.
Now, also at that meeting, there was, not surprisingly, talk about the fodder situation and the lack of a voucher scheme and people not happy with the way things are going. Just to update us, has there been any movement in that regard?
The scheme has settled down, and as we said that night, we had little choice but to make the scheme work. It wasn't what people wanted, but it's working reasonably with Arrivo, and some of the fodder merchants have linked up with Arrivo and are. It's doing the job just.
Yeah. Now, moving on to another topic, and we've heard of course about the new national plan bringing us up to 2040, and there's going to be an extra 1 million people in the country and all sorts of infrastructural developments, one of which will be investment in our roads, and there are implications, of course, for the farming community. Now, there was a scheme previously that if land was being acquired from a farmer, for example, for road widening or realignment or whatever, that there was a goodwill payment. You can tell us more.
Yes, before the recession, there was a goodwill payment of €5,000 an acre. And this was on top of whatever price a farmer negotiated, and whatever also there's, you can you get paid under various headings, like if your land is divided, etc., loss of income and so on. And this is really when a farmer loses land to a road, he basically loses the tools of his trade, the means of making income, and in the future. So that this goodwill payment was, partly to compensate him for that.
And who was behind the fact that it's been restored?
It was before the recession. It was at €5,000, and it was restored, it was removed at around 2008. It was reinstated at a rate of €3,000 an acre, and we are now looking for it to be put back up to the full 5,000 when the finances have improved, national finances, and also, of course, we have projects in Donegal in the pipeline, notably Lifford to Letterkenny is one, Stranoller Ballybuffet to get around the blockage there, and a relief road of some sort around Letterkenny.
And there are also payments as well for ESP power lines when they affect a person's land.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anything affects your land, power lines, gas pipes, not in Donegal, of course, but and so on. Yeah, that's correct.
And it's probably no harm that there is a little bit of a revision, because I suspect some of these payments, you know, if they're left at a flat rate and you take into account the cost of living going up and things like that, they certainly need to match matters as time goes on.
Yeah, as I say, when you have land taken away, and if your farm's divided up by roads, it's a long term loss of income. The road that went through my farm back in the 80s, when the new road was built between Newton and Letter Manor, it was a minor inconvenience at the time, but once traffic built up, effectively, I can't use one part of my farm for livestock because of the problem of moving across the road. And the problem mightn't have been apparent at the time the road was built, but it's with the traffic now, there's no question of crossing the road with livestock.
Well, you were recently re-elected to serve another year as the chairman of the County Donegal Executive, and possibly the year ahead, Michael, the one with the most uncertainty ever, because Brexit is going to dictate so much, and Mercosur talks as well. So there's a lot of uncertainty out there.
There is. With IFA, you never know what's around the corner. But we do know this time, and it's, as I say, huge uncertainty, problems to be dealt with, which our National Council and our President are top of our agenda, of course.
Michael Chance there, Chairman of the County Donegal Executive of the IFA. On now to sheep-related matters, and a short while ago I spoke with the IFA National Sheep Committee Chairman, Sean Dennehy, and I began by asking him for an update on prices and the reasons for the strong demand for lamb.
Yeah, there's higher prices being paid this week. Hoggets are scarce and tight in numbers. The highest we've heard paid this week is $5.65. The general run is... They kind of vary a good bit, 550 to 560, 565 being the top. I've heard rumours of higher, but I can't verify them.
But of course, for the farmers, they have had, I suppose, additional costs so far this winter, so they want to be getting a bit of value back.
They want to be getting a bit of value back. It's been a very hard winter for fattening lambs. There's been a lot of rainfall, and it's been hard to fatten lambs, but it's good that it's coming good now, and hopefully the prices will keep going on up, heading on for Easter.
Now, on a related matter, the clean sheep policy has been causing a little bit of a stir. What is the actual current situation?
The current situation is that things have improved a lot for sheep farmers, but there's still up to last week, there was a lot of lambs being sent back. There was 7 to 9% of the kill being sent back for extra clipping. This week, maybe a bit of an improvement in things. Some people are just being sent back with the dirty lambs, and the lambs that are clean are being allowed to keep going. But most farmers are clipping their lambs going to the factories at the moment. Even lambs that were dirty and have some dirt on them from before are being clipped.
Yeah, it has caught people by surprise, though, hasn't it? Because people hadn't been expecting that we would see consignments being sent back.
No one was expecting to see consignments being sent back. I suppose all along the weather was very wet, and farmers were, you know, there before Christmas, there was no big sign of a lot of lambs being rejected, and suddenly after Christmas, the whole thing came in with a bang, and right in the middle of very bad weather, and farmers were very frustrated and angry, which you'd hardly blame them, the way the thing was implemented, by being some of the inspectors are completely over the top in the way they handled it.
Looking a little bit further ahead, Sean, and obviously Capricorn coming down the tracks, for the sheepman, what way do you read the situation? Are we going to see a lot of changes for the sheep farmer?
Well, we'd hope that the sheep farmers would get a targeted yield payment, and that we'd get a specific environmental payment as well for sheep farmers. We'll have to wait and see how our way it pans out, but that's what we'd be aiming for, and that's our policy.
And naturally enough, with Brexit, and in a county like Donegal, we're only too acutely aware of the difficulties of a hard border does materialise, and the export of sheep to the UK, who knows what's coming down the track?
It's a hard one to guess. You think that there's going to be a soft Brexit, and next thing all of a sudden there's this hard Brexit policy comes along, and you think if it's solved, and it goes back again. So there's going to be a lot of swings and roundabouts in the next couple of months until things settle down again. I don't know. I can't guess to see what way it's going to be. Hopefully we won't have a hard border, and hopefully things will prevail.
And the outlook, Sean, in terms of prices for the next couple of months, what's your take on that?
I think the lamb prices should be fairly solid for the next couple of months. You've got Easter there on the 1st of April, around April time, and then a few weeks later you've Ramadan, and that should drive demand. And I think supplies would be tight enough. Mm. There was supposed to be a lot of extra lambs in England, but they're not there. Mm. So I think there'd be a good demand.
And overall, are the numbers fairly static, or is there an increase in the national flock?
There's a slight increase in the national flock. I don't know the exact figure, but there is a slight increase in the national flock.
Yep. So the message for the sheepman, keep the head down and keep working away?
Keep working away, and hopefully this bad spell of weather will pass over fairly fast and we get on, and we'll have a good spring after this. Maybe this bad weather might break things up a bit, and we might have good weather after this. That's what we're hoping for.
IFA National Sheep Committee Chairman Sean Dennehy. On to the livestock prices. Well, the weather is disrupting supplies this week, and that has led to some factories paying above quotes and offering deals on transport to secure cattle. Prices we have to hand: a steer base €3.95 a kilo, heifers €4.05 a kilo, young bulls R grade €3.90 a kilo, U grade €4 a kilo, and cows making €3.30 to €3.70 a kilo. Sheep prices, well, farmers securing €5.65 a kilo for lambs, and prices reported as high as €5.85 a kilo for larger lots. By the way, during the current cold weather, there may be animal welfare issues arising, and farmers are advised to keep in touch with their Chagas advisor, their veterinary practitioner, or to contact the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marines Animal Welfare Helpline. The number is 0761 06 4408. That's the call save number, 0761 06 4408, or the direct number 01 607 2379. That's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. Do take care in these chilly, cold testing times. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.